You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Grey Goose.
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We make sure we take the time and energy to give the people what they want.
Montrezl Harrell said the Clippers didn't even want him. John Wall reportedly wants out of the nation's capital. And we have Hit Boy joining us later. But we start with last night's Monday Night Football game. It was the Rams beating Tom Brady with some interceptions that we will discuss, and the Bucks last night. What do you think about Jared Goff?
I think he looked every bit of what you want Tom Brady to actually look like, David Jacoby. How about that? He was picking apart the Tampa Bay Bucks. And the thing about it is Kupp and Woods constantly seem to be open. And he found ways to make sure he delivered the football. And they constantly moved the ball up and down the field against that Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense. That is something that we didn't necessarily anticipate early in the year. When we were talking about how the Bucs were flying off the ball, they were making plays, they were putting pressure on the opposing quarterbacks. That didn't happen last night. And I know it's the holiday season, and you're going to see a lot of people like you choosing to go to Jared, thinking they're going to get a discount. But I just want to tell you, every person that sells insurance, sells cars, and sells jewelry makes you think they're getting a discount. You're not.
Okay. I have no idea how that's related, but we'll get back to the game. It wasn't just Jared Goff performing well, but Tom Brady didn't look great. He kind of looked like the Tom Brady from primetime when they played the Saints. He was under pressure. He was throwing the ball inaccurately. He obviously had some interceptions that didn't look great. There were some drops in his defense. But, Jalen, what do you think about this Tom Brady that we saw last night?
Here's what I think, Jacoby. Once you get up there in age, you're not able to deliver the football down the field the way you used to. And Bruce Arians' system requires the quarterback to throw the ball a lot deeper than he was required to do when he was in New England. Also, they're one of the worst teams on third and long situations. Here's what I will ask Bruce Arians and Brian Leftwich. Can y'all turn around and hand the football off? You know, y'all still got Ronald Jones II. They still got Leonard Fournette. That's what it's going to have to take, more balance. I know when you see the weapons, you're like, we got to get it to Evans. We got to get it to Godwin. We got to get it to Antonio Brown. And there are times when they were open and he couldn't get them the ball, Jacoby. He couldn't get them the ball. So I want to make sure that I'm giving credit to the Rams and their D, but I can't ignore the fact that when Tom Brady's throwing the ball down the field over 20 yards, he's been the worst person as a starting quarterback in the NFL to do so.
Interesting. Well, Jalen, do you remember the Sunday night game when Patrick Mahomes got the ball with under 2 minutes left and just took his team down the field? It felt inevitable. You knew it was going to happen. I had nothing but the confidence that he was going to do that. I used to feel that way about Tom Brady, but Tom Brady had the ball down three with under 2 minutes left.
No.
And I didn't have the same kind of confidence. And you didn't either. I know you were up watching that game. I was like, I wonder how this one's going to end because you just don't know. It doesn't feel inevitable the way it used to with Tom Brady. Bruce Arians once again was critical of his Hall of Fame quarterback, saying, when guys are open, we got to hit them. We can't misread coverage. Jalen, did he just say Tom Brady can't read coverage? Did he just do that again?
Well, here's what happens, Jacoby. All of the success that he had in his GOAT career, none of it was in Tampa Bay. So when you get a chance to play with a new cast of characters, it becomes, what have you done for me lately? And trust me, we talked about that on this program. You see the kind of numbers that Keenan Allen is putting up with Justin Herbert as his quarterback? Well, that's what Godwin and Evans thought they were going to be doing. You know that, right? You know that that's what they thought. And plus, they felt that they were going to be playing on a contending team. not throwing a lollipop to end the game to the defense, an uncontested interception. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are a good football team, except when they're going against a contending football team. That's when they've struggled.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that story. There is another player playing with a new cast of characters, as you put it, and that is Montrezl Harrell, who has officially signed with the Lakers. When asked about whether or not the Clippers wanted him back, he said, apparently not if I'm on the other side, so it is what it is, really. Jalen, what do you think about him just coming out and saying that the Clippers didn't really want him back?
I'm going to keep it 1,000. He ruined some of his value by playing poorly in the playoffs. You're going to see a lot of people getting big deals this offseason. The reason why he didn't get a long-term deal is because he was the defensive liability that the Joker continued to take advantage of, to the point where they had to take him out of the game. Of course, if the Clippers would have stepped up and signed him to a big deal, or Charlotte would have gave him a big deal, or any team in the league would have gave him a big deal, guess what? He would have signed with that team. He signed with the Lakers because they were offering a two-year deal, an opportunity to win a championship, and he hopes to replay his value as somebody that won Sixth Man of the Year.
With the Lakers adding Trez, and they add Schroeder, and they add Matthews, Gasol, it really feels like they upgraded, they got better. And you remember last year before the season, we were talking about the Lakers and the Clippers being neck and neck, but when you look at what the Clippers did, it doesn't feel like they're keeping pace. Take a look at what they did, Jalen.
Well, it's not just the Clippers, it's the rest of the league, Jacoby. And you got to look at it from a standpoint almost like a real estate transaction. The Los Angeles Lakers are a story brand and a franchise that over the history of their team, if you look at some of the all-time great players like Wilt Chamberlain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Shaquille O'Neal, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, none of those guys were drafted by the Lakers. They went to Los Angeles because, number one, it's a terrific franchise, but also because they wanted to be in L.A. It's just going to be more attractive than other places across the league. So for the Clippers, who plays in their building, eventually will get their own, they also had a really good offseason, Jacoby. They still have Kawhi and PG and Lou Will. Okay, they did a terrific job of adding Ty Lue as their head coach, re-signing Morris. The Clippers are the second best team in the Western Conference. It's just the Lakers are playing chess right now where everybody else is playing checkers, and LeBron James is doing a terrific job of making it unfair for everybody else to compete.
Well, two things. The one thing that the Lakers and the Clippers have in common is they both have players from the Oklahoma City Thunder. Obviously, Paul George with the Clippers and now Dennis Schroeder with the Lakers. Jalen, when you look at all of the players that the Thunder have acquiesced, coached up, and then lost, what do you think about their strategy this offseason?
You remember when Philly was talking about trust the process? In theory, that's exactly what the Oklahoma City Thunder are doing. It just nobody's giving it to a label to it. But here's what I want to make sure I point out. All of those draft picks, and Sam Presti is one of the best general managers in the game. The Oklahoma City Thunder are cost-cutting, if you ask me. Because if you look at over the last decade, they're not going to draft players better than Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Victor Oladipo, Paul George, Steven Adams, Dennis Schroeder. It's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. They've been the best farm system that the NBA has seen. It's like, okay, Phoenix, we don't mind helping you out. We'll send you Chris Paul after he helped lead us to the playoffs. Wouldn't most teams be trying to keep SGA and Schrader together? But no, they're going to give up Schrader and trade him to the defending world champion. Didn't Danilo Gallinari just get a big deal with the Atlanta Hawks to help them out? Didn't Steven Adams just go to New Orleans to help them
extension.
Out? So if you're an Oklahoma City fan, you're really excited on paper that you got so many picks, but in theory, they ain't trying to win, dog. They cost-cutting. They cost-cutting.
They are. They absolutely are. Dennis Schroeder is now on the Lakers, and I used to call him Schrader as well, but I think he changed it. But he did like a Robeson Robinson thing on us halfway through his career. Now, Jalen, there's another interesting report from the NBA, and that is not just that John Wall no longer wants to be with the Wizards, but the GM Tommy Shepard says, we have absolutely no plans on trading Wall. What do you think about the GM coming out and straight up saying he can ask all he wants, but that doesn't mean that we have to trade him?
I think this offseason for John Wall, when you've seen as many videos of him playing ball as in undisclosed locations in Brooklyn, it makes the organization look down at its pay salary structure and say, do we want to build around him basically after he's returning from the injury that he's returning after? And while still a talented player, on paper, you got to look at some of the deals that you're being offered. And Russell Westbrook was one of the names that was thrown out there. And for the Houston Rockets, they wanted more in return than just John Wall if they were going to give up Russell Westbrook. This is a deal that I wouldn't be surprised, Jacoby, if it got revisited. Because for the Washington Wizards, they've decided they're going to build around Bradley Beal. They just gave Bertans a big deal. And so for that franchise, it's going to be interesting to see if Wall starts the season with them or he ends up elsewhere.
Absolutely. I think that Westbrook to Wall trade, it just makes so much sense. They're always talking about trading James Harden. Let's keep the scoring champion. Let's keep the former MVP scoring champion. And let's build around him and let's get rid of Westbrook, who's definitely more of a problem than James Harden was when it came to their production, especially in the bubble. Now, Jalen, we also have some news from the Celtics. They have extended Jason Tatum, gave him $195 million. They've made some other moves that you can take a look at. What do you think about what the Celtics have done this offseason in their competition in the East?
I think something that I've acknowledged over the last year or so, while Danny Ainge is a terrific GM, he had a chance to cash his chips in the middle of the table and he overplayed his hand. Of course, Jason Tatum is an all-NBA player that you want to give a max deal to, and Jaylen Brown's an all-NBA player, also a lockdown defender. But when you start losing Al Horford, Kyrie Irving, and Gordon Hayward for no assets in return, now you start to look back at the journey and like, wait a minute, they were in play for Anthony Davis and what happened? They were in play for Kawhi Leonard and what happened? And so now who's going to be their starting bigs? When you look at their team, Tristan Thompson, is he going to be the guy that's closing games for the Celtics this year? That is not what you anticipate as they were accumulating assets over the last handful of years and you were building out the Boston Celtics starting team and their bench.
We always talk about Danny Ainge and all the assets and the trade assets and the draft picks they had. Well, they never really used those trade assets and trades, and the draft picks they did draft didn't really pan out the past few years when you get past that Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum class. Jaylen, joining us right now on the show, right after this break, is Hit Boy, one of the hottest producers in the game. Stay tuned. You
Hit
don't want to miss
Boy?
That.
Jaylen and Jacoby is presented by Grey Goose. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You are watching Jaylen and Jacoby, presented by Grey Goose.
Coming to you live from Pier 17, the South Street, Seaport District of Manhattan, and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jaylen and Jacoby. Jaylen, we have the honor to be joined right now on the show by the hottest producer in the culture, Hit Boy, joins us on the program. Thank you so much for taking the time. Appreciate
you. Yes, indeed.
Appreciate y'all having me, for sure.
Now, we're going to talk about some of the hits that you've made this year and over the years, but we want to start with this. We know you're a Laker fan. How did it feel to watch your team take home the title this season from the bubble?
Oh, amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, I've been a Laker fan my whole life, so just to see it come back around full circle, I always feel great when we get a chip.
Hit Boy, congratulations on all your success. It seems like every dope album to step to seems like you produced it. So what has it been like for you to watch your Lakers and your Dodgers win the championship within weeks of one another?
Hey, it's funny, man. I said this on my IG. I'm like, I feel like Kobe and Nip shining down on LA right now because we tearing it up. Like, I got producer of the year with BET. Lakers won, Dodgers won, we on top. California.
Well, the Big Sean album produced by Hit-Boy, the Nas album produced by Hit-Boy, our guy Benny the Butcher produced by Hit-Boy, and tons of other tracks as well. It's been a great year for you, not just your team's winning championships, but you're winning championships too. What does it feel like looking back on this crazy 2020 and looking at the body of work that you put in during the quarantine?
It's been beautiful, man. Like, it's kind of something I've been dreaming of my whole life. Like, you know, a lot of my career, I was doing one or two tracks, and I still was creating a buzz for myself, but this year, I feel like I just elevated and I just focused up on a different level. I got that Mamba mentality, you know what I'm saying?
Rest in peace to the legend, Kobe Bean Bryant. And your Lakers didn't rest on their laurels. They have a better team right now than the team that just won the championship. What do you think about the offseason's moves so far?
I mean, I love it. I feel like they brought in some energy they needed. You know what I'm saying? They got the pieces that's going to complement what's already going on. So it's game time. I can't wait for the season to start.
And neither can we. And we've got to ask you a question as a Laker fan, right? Because there's been so many legends that have worn the purple and gold, from Kareem to Magic to Kobe to Shaq to now LeBron. In your opinion, who's the greatest Laker of all time?
Man, I got to go with KB. That's my era, man. That was my guy. Like, when I was a kid, you know, looking up to the, you know, NBA players, like, that was my guy. So I got to go with KB, man. Rest in peace.
So you've not only become the elite producer, but the most versatile in a lot of ways. Jacoby mentioned some of the artists, rap music-wise, that you produced, but also artists like Beyonce. What is it like as a producer to be able to create quality music for vastly different artists and different sounds?
That's always been my thing. Like, I always wanted to be versatile. I never wanted to be put in a box. And, you know, a lot of my career, I thought, like, man, you know, maybe I should just have one signature sound. Maybe I could get, you know, my name noticed more or whatever. But I feel like longevity comes from just being all around, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, wherever somebody need me, whether it's pop, R&B, rap, I'm going to just try to deliver on the highest quality level.
Well, one of the greatest producers to ever do it is Dr. Dre, and we know that you're a Southern California kid. So what does it feel like when you see Dr. Dre enjoy your music?
Unreal, man. Like, for him to hop on King's Disease on one of my joints and, you know, shout me out and rap on it, like, that was unreal. Just thinking back to, you know, Chronic 2000, and before I could even imagine making a beat, you know, Dr. Dre hopping on my stuff is just, it's unreal, man.
I agree, because Dr. Dre is that dude, and I'm a whack DJ in my spare time. And when I first heard the World Class Wrecking Crew and Dr. Dre in Surgery, Dr. Dre, that was my song. Yeah. And so what was your inspiration into wanting to be a producer?
Well, just hearing the sounds, I just had a imagination, I guess you could say, as a kid. Like, I just a big imagination. And when I would hear them NWA beats, like, you know, it was just like a movie. It wasn't just music. Like, I could feel, like, you know, different scenes within the elements of the song. So that's just something I got real interested in. And I'm so glad I dove into things sonically. And, you know, I'm still here today. So it's a blessing.
So we're obsessed with the Versus battles, right? We're coming right off. We just had Gucci and Jeezy and you and Boy Wanda. What's a Versus battle that you want to see happen that hasn't happened yet?
Man, Kanye and Pharrell will be crazy. Mike Will and Mustard will be crazy. It's some cold ones. I definitely think they're my top two.
So, Hit-Boy, Thanksgiving is in a couple of days, and Jacoby and I argue all of the time about whether turkey is overrated. Do you like turkey for Thanksgiving, or is it overrated?
It is a little overrated. It's kind of dry, you know what I'm saying? I don't mean to hate on nobody that enjoy turkey, but it's a little dry. But, you know, I'll rock with it if my people make it, for sure.
You've got a new single, Salute, with Big Sean and Fabio. I just wanted to ask you, it was used during the draft coverage. What was it like watching your music sort of during this moment when it's changing so many lives?
Oh, that was fly, man. Like, and then, you know, just the sound of it, I feel like it commanded that type of moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, for people to really be celebrated and be saluted. Like, this is, you know, the biggest moment, I guess, in these basketball players' lives. So for them to be saluted on this level is amazing. And them to use my song, unbelievable.
Well, thank you for joining us. We appreciate the love. I just want to put one thing on your radar that is not going to be a surprise. Be ready for them five things. Be ready for that six things remix, because your Lakers getting some more championships before LeBron retires.
For sure. We got to. You already know.
Thank you so much for taking the time. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll be back with more. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Appreciate y'all.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Grey Goose. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
College basketball kicks off tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Arizona State against Rhode Island. And then at 9:30 in the nightcap, number 3, Villanova takes on Boston College. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, the fight is finally here between Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. Will you be watching?
I will, and it's always great to see two of my favorite people doing exactly what they love. However, I fear for the health of Roy Jones Jr. if they're not wearing headgear and they don't have some sort of understanding to pull the punches. Because Mike Tyson hitting Roy Jones for multiple rounds does not sound good if you're a Roy Jones fan.
It's time for Soft Mover Boss. Turkey Day is almost here, Jalen. Patrick Mahomes said that he's going to be slathering his turkey in ketchup. Soft move or boss move, ketchup on the turkey.
I think that's a soft move, but if he likes it, I love it. But I got some advice for everybody, all of the nieces and nephews, when you return home from college, when you take that walk with your cousins outside, make sure you fumigate before you walk back in the house. We smell the smoke. We really do.
No idea what you're talking about. And we have also this piece of advice, and I want to bring up this ketchup thing. Turkey is dry. Turkey is the worst thing on your plate at Thanksgiving. That's why you put ketchup on it. That's why you put barbecue sauce on it. That's why you have all that gravy. Skip the turkey this year. Get some fried chicken instead. That is my Thanksgiving advice.
Wow.
And wait until noon before you start opening the wine, all right? Wait until noon. I know you're cooking and you're up early. Wait until noon before you open the wine, or else things get messy. Things get messy during that night game.
And here's the other thing. Make sure you enjoy the Detroit Lions. Make sure you get a chance to sit back and celebrate a storied franchise in the NFL, and Matt Patricia with his pencil in his ear.
Y'all gonna score a point? Y'all gonna score a point this time? Y'all gonna score a point?
Yeah, we're gonna score a point.
Everyone, make sure you have a safe holidays, safe travels. Please stay home. Do not spread COVID-19. We'll be back next week.
We are thankful for you. Enjoy.
I want to thank Hit-Boy for coming on the show today. And Jalen, we have some podcast exclusive that we must discuss. We got a call from a gentleman named Jay in Denver, and him and his girlfriend were thinking about adding a third party to their romantic situations. We gave him some advice. I have an update.
Really?
Jay called back. Our producer, Andrea, texted me and said, we've got an update from Jay. She's like, I don't even think we can play it on the podcast. What are we going to do, Jalen?
Well, here's the thing. Andrea is actually a professional.
She's responsible and intelligent.
She's responsible and disciplined. We're the opposite. Please play
Not
it.
Not that. Play it.
Jalen and Jacoby, what up, though? It's your boy, Jay.
And Kay.
Out of that Mile High City. Yep, medicinal. Just here to call in and give you an update on how our collective date went. How was it?
It was absolutely fantastic. We met up with her on Friday night, and we took her out on a date, wined and dined her, headed to the disco, ended up at the hot tub for a little bit, had some more drinks, smoked a little bit, and actually ended up back at her place, and it was way better than what we expected it was going to be. It far exceeded our expectations. It was the best night, I think, of our lives.
Yeah, definitely amazing. Great advice all the way around. You know, we plan on meeting back up. Definitely going to hit up the strip club once everything opens back up. We have plans. But quick question we wanted to know, you know, this kind of lifestyle of bringing, you know, multiple partners into the bedroom to share, is this cultural, regional, how about generational? I'm going to throw another one in. Partisan or just plain out universal. You know, I am Korean and Spanish, and she is...
Half black and half white.
So, yep, love to hear back from you guys. Oh, yeah, Jalen, you know that I had to take that apple cider vinegar, cayenne, pepper, ginger, lemon juice, honey, you know, we went for an hour. All right, guys, peace.
I'm trying to tell you, dog. Oh, listen Jay to your Denver. Brother, Jacoby. Listen
Jay and Denver. To your brother. Jay and Kay. Jay and Kay are power couple.
You know how much we love power couples. We appreciate you guys taking the time, the energy, to not only share your plans with us, but update us afterwards.
So well
executed.
You guys
executed. Are our favorite couple of all time. Please yes. call once a week if you want. You'll be once, on the show you know, as many times as you want.
Once all three parties agree to go in the hot tub, it's over. The hot tub is Mariano coming out the bullpen. You know what I mean? Once the hot tub gets involved, things just happen. It's warm and bubbly, and just hands start just going in different places, floating around in that bubbly water. You know, the hot tub, it's a finisher right there. Once someone says, hey, let's what about jumping in the hot tub? It's a little chilly. Once everyone says, yeah, good idea, it's over. It's over. God, Jay and Kay.
I'm so enthusiastic by that call. Like, a couple of things. First off, I want to thank her. Let's thank her. Jay, you are a guy. I bet you've been listening to us for 10 years. But none of this happens without her.
Yeah.
None of this happens without her. Because here's why. Number one, Jay, she has to make sure you're in a good space.
Mm-hmm.
She has to make sure that your company is in a good space. And then she has to make sure that she's in a good space. And I like that she let us know. They had some medicinal.
Yep.
They were just chilling. You know, it's so very awesome, Jacoby. I know you're jealous. Tell the truth. Aren't you jealous? You hear that
I'm
music.
Just jealous. I'm just jealous that he said we for an hour. I'm lucky if I get a minute.
Well, because that's because you, Demetrius, Brandon, y'all don't listen to me. Been telling you for years what to do. You heard it at the end. You heard it at the end. You heard the potion?
Mm-hmm.
You heard the potion.
He had all the ingredients.
I didn't make this up, dog. The potion, D, it could be hot water or cold. Okay.
Apple this is Jalen cider juice vinegar. For those of you not paying attention, this is Jalen juice.
Yeah. Apple cider vinegar, cayenne pepper, lemon, and ginger. You mix those, D, and I'm telling you, your performance is going to improve. Now, for Jacoby, his performance... Now, if you're Jacoby, your performance might go from 30 to 60 seconds, but that's improvement.
That's improvement. We're trending in the right direction.
That's improvement. But here's something you can always do to cheat the game, D. And everybody out there listening. Nobody truly asks you where you went to college. Your freshman, your sophomore, your junior year. You know what they always ask you? Where did you graduate? That's what they ask you. People don't care where you went your sophomore year. And the reason why I bring that up is sometimes there's things that you can do. And let me figure a way to say this. You try to eliminate your first encounter and allow your first encounter to happen as a solo act. So therefore, all of a sudden, when you're around the other participants, everybody's thinking that that's your first act when it's really your second. Mm. They're thinking it's your first act, but it's really your second. They're thinking that it's onions, but you're really Popeye eating spinach. You know, don't show up and be a David Jacoby. And all of a sudden, 60 seconds later, you have two people at the hot tub looking at you crazy. And before you know it, they don't want to hang out with you anymore. I gave you the potion and I gave you the sneaky remedy. Allow your first performance to be.
So he asked the question. He asked the question whether it's cultural,
right,
or regional or generational. He asked the question.
I liked his best answer. To me, that's partisan. I like partisan. You know, in a political cycle, you know, it sounds like the United Nations. You know,
transfer of power.
Jay, you know what, Jay? Biden and his establishment should be reaching out to you because I think you should be
there's
the ambassador
the
of peace for the United States of America.
Yeah,
you
there's
bring
a spot in
people
the cabinet
together.
For you, Jay. You do.
You
really,
and
this
your
is what
better
we need to
half,
unite.
Y'all bring people together.
We, Jay and Kay, there's a spot in the new cabinet for you.
Yes.
You're uniting
we love
people.
Y'all.
You're uniting people out there. You're not divisive. You're uniting Americans. During a pandemic, during these trying times, you're reaching out, quite literally, and making other people happy. I really think that Jay and Kay are just a model for all of us of what life can really be if
yes.
we choose to unite instead of divide.
Yes, agreed. Well said.
Special
well
people.
Said. Special human
people.
Beings.
Yes. Special
we
people.
We love y'all so much. You know what?
I'm
please send us y'all info. You know what? Those kind of
no,
encounters, they need to have some J&J hoodies present.
Okay.
There needs
we'll
to be some J&J hoodies present. Yes. Make sure y'all DM J&J. We sending y'all some hoodies. Flat out.
J&K, thank you so much. Really appreciate you.
Correct, D. I'm telling you, when you detox, young man, that allows the blood in your body to focus on other things, sir.
Jalen.
I got you, family. You know I got you. I'm telling you.
Jalen. The New York Knicks are divided about trading for Victor Oladipo. GM Scott Perry drafted Oladipo in Orlando, wants to do it. Knicks president Leon Rose, less eager. Scott Perry was there before Leon got there. Part of the old administration. Also someone I know you talked to. What do you think about the potential fit of Oladipo with the Knicks?
I'm going to start doing this more for the pod because I kind of felt good in a sense of therapy the other day because I can't front after the Gucci and Jeezy versus battle, that felt like I lifted a weight off of me also, dog. Trust me. Please believe me. That was therapeutic for me. And the reason why I bring that up is because Scott Perry is the GM of the Knicks, but that's my brother. Also a Detroit native. You've seen him at every JRLA golf outing.
Mm-hmm.
And we literally meet up and break bread at least once or twice a month for full disclosure in New York City to talk about sports. Here's what I believe. If you could get Victor Oladipo, you better do it. It's kind of like what I was saying about the Oklahoma City Thunder. If you were going to ask me a number of two guards that you could trade for in the league, that list ain't as long as you think before you get to Victor Oladipo. He's a quality young man. Been following him since college. Great singer, by the way. Great artist. But remember when the Cavs won the championship a couple of years ago? People forget that Victor Oladipo and the Pacers took them to Game 7. and LeBron hit that running one-leg jump shot on the left wing to end the series. And Victor Oladipo drove the ball to the basket, and he should have dunked it. And he tried to lay it up and got it blocked. Or they would have actually eliminated LeBron. They were that close. If you can add an anchor type of player like Victor Oladipo, you do it. And by the way, to play with Obi Toppin, I love Obi Toppin. I love Obi Toppin. You do it, New York City. What do you think, Jacoby?
Well, I think when people talk about these things, they're always just like, oh, should we get Victor Oladipo, right? But the question is yes, it depends on what the cost. What's on the other side of the deal? RJ Barrett can't be in it.
Anything.
Mitchell Robinson
Anything.
Can't be in it. But you can have all the Julius Randles, all the Frank Ntilikinas, all the Kevin Knoxes. You can have all of that. Just I'm keeping my draft picks, and I'm keeping Mitchell Robinson and RJ Barrett. But everything else is a go. Bye, Julius like Randle.
Same page.
Bye, Kevin Knox.
Same
Bye,
page.
Bye, Frank.
Same page.
That's how I
Same
feel.
Same page. Same page.
That's how I feel
and
about that.
And by the way, you ready for this? Let me just mm-hmm. say something else. Don't be surprised if this happens.
Okay.
Don't be surprised if this happens. I'll okay. just say that.
Well, this one is real irresponsible journalism. Ben Simmons' sister, recording this on Tuesday, tweeted, "Can't wait for the trade news to come out on Tuesday." Jalen, does Ben Simmons' sister know something?
I would believe that she does know things, but here's what I'll say. I'm going to go ahead and be this guy. James Harden. James Harden and Joel Embiid. That ain't winning you the East. Let me be the guy to go ahead and pump those brakes. James Harden. And Joel Embiid, you know what's going to happen when KD and Kyrie come to town? Those two guys, welcome to the pick and roll. Remember I told you this. Welcome to the pick and roll. Let's have this dance. Let's take this two-on-two pick and roll deep with James Harden and Joel Embiid. Good luck with that. I'm good. I would rather have Ben Simmons for Philly and James for the Rockets. Because Harden ain't changing his style of play, Jacoby. You don't play so much basketball. You know how this works, dog. This idea that James Harden all of a sudden is going to come to the Sixers and want to average 22.
Pass and pick away. Motion offense. Setting down screens for shooters to get open.
Duh, that is so far-fetched. That is not going to happen. It is not going to happen. James Harden will never play basketball again where he dribbles less than 24 times before he shoots. That's never going to happen again. It's never. That's what got him $500 million to play basketball. That's what made him lead the league in scoring. That's what helped him be one of the top players in the game. He ain't changing.
If you were the Knicks.
One other question. I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Joel Embiid like that basketball, as he should. One of the top 10 talents overall when everybody's healthy in the game to me. How you think James Hart, how you think Joel going to feel when Harden going to his bag, reset, going to his bag again, reset, going to his bag again, and launch a 35-footer? What do you think Joel Embiid's going to be doing on that possession?
You forgot the part where Joel Embiid was trying to post up and Harden just waved him off the post and told him to go in the corner and just stand there in a shooting position and then not get the ball. That's what Harden did in between going to his bag a couple times.
Harden is an isolation player, y'all. Not a motion player, not a pick and roll player, not, oh, we're going to try to do these different actions to create some movement. He's an isolation player. He's going to walk the ball up, and he's going to get it across right before the 8 seconds. And then he's going to go into his bag for another 15 seconds and shoot the ball. That's what's going to happen. That ain't changing. Well, so this idea that he going to come to the East and all of a sudden he going to be J.J. Redick and still averaging 30, that ain't happening.
Well, when he had D'Antoni and he had Daryl Morey doing everything that Daryl Morey can to make him happy and to provide the right pieces for him to be successful, and he had D'Antoni saying, go ahead, do whatever you want with the basketball. Sometimes you don't know what you got until it's gone, you know, because I don't know if they're going to put the pieces around him and he's going to have the freedom to do what he's done for the last 3 or 4 years any longer in the National Basketball Association.
We ain't doing that no more, dog. We ain't doing that no more. We ain't doing that no more. And, oh, and by the way, who they just signed? Boogie. So Boogie coming back from injury. Shout to our guy. Right? So, Boogie's on the post. James Harden at the top of the floor. How many times James going to dribble before he shoot?
12.
Okay. What do you think Boogie going to be doing that whole time?
Hand in the air. And then he's going to get frustrated. Hand in the air and then shoulder slump and then walk over to the corner. Not in any sort of athletic stance. Just staring down Steven Silas.
They're going to be like, can you talk to this guy? They're gonna be like, yo, can you talk to this man? And I love James Harden, but the only way you move James Harden is to a team that didn't make the playoffs this year. That's the team that welcomes James Harden. A team that was not in the playoffs this year. Send him to Detroit.
He's going to have to introduce himself to everybody on the team. Like, what's your name again?
Send him to Detroit. Send him if you got another
there's only so many places.
Player,
there's only so many places. Another... Like, you start going down the list, you're like, oh, what about Charlotte? Well, they just got LaMelo. You're like, what about Atlanta? I'm like, well, they kind of look pretty good right now. You know, it's like, what about Orlando? Like, I don't know, they already made the playoffs. Like, there's only so many spots where he, like, really makes sense. And one of them, oddly, is Detroit and the Knicks, to be honest with you, if
correct,
you're really looking at it. Because Phoenix don't want those problems. He can go to Sacramento, but he needs a team like that. We're just like, you know what? What we're doing ain't working. Let's plug in James Harden. We'll fill the seats. He'll score 40 from time to time. And he'll give a lot of money back to the community via the gentlemen's clubs of the area. I just want to give one final shout to J&K. J&K.
We love them so much.
Oh, you know what? They can have the show. When we retire 2080, we're just going to hand it over to J&K. This is their show.
DM y'all information. We need to send y'all some holiday hoodies.
Yes, there'd be no one I'd be happier to have representing Jalen and Jacoby brand than J&K from the Mile High City.
I gotta say something to Jay though. Don't get content, dog. Keep eating your spinach. Keep drinking your potion, dog. You gotta keep performing, dog. That hour is going to be expected now. That's going to become an average, dog.
Hey, you set the bar. Set the bar high.
That's going to become an average, dog.
Ooh. Shout out to J&K. We're off for the holidays. We're not going to be back for a while, Jay. So we're going to take a little holiday because there's a bunch of college basketball on, so we're off the air. So we'll be back next week. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We got the best squad in the industry. I want to thank our team for all of their sacrifices and work ethic to make us look and sound good. We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.